You're listening to the best of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Prutz.
Welcome, pet keepers, to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Santa Claus himself, Mr. Rick Prutz. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
So, how was your spell as Santa Claus? I assume that you had plenty of great gifts for your wife and Kirby, certainly.
Well, you know, I guess the main thing is did we have a jolly Christmas, and we had a good time.
Well, that's important to have. And Rick, it's so funny because during this time of year, a lot of people get to thinking about a lot of things, a lot of sentiment, looking back at the past and looking forward to the next year. And it was so funny because last week I'm listening to this radio station that we're on, and I all of a sudden hear a tennis player that I remembered from the early 90s, and it was so funny because he was talking about his dog. Yeah. And I didn't understand, what is a tennis player talking about a dog? But it turns out he's written an incredible book all about his dog. Mm-hmm. And I've got to tell you, with all the conversations you and I have had about the human-animal bond and are going to have in the coming week, it's incredible because this tennis player, David Wheaton, has figured out pretty much what it is that the scientists we're talking to are trying to prove.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of like personal satisfaction in getting the victory, but I think that, and it would be his perspective, I'm sure, you know, how much more value is to life when you have a meaningful relationship with your pet? You know, what if you were to weigh the two on any particular scale, having a fun relationship with your pet or having, you know, maybe a victory at a national or international tennis match, you know, the immediacy of that victory is huge,
right?
But I'll bet you it kind of wanes pretty quickly compared to the valuable relationship that even you and I share with our animals. And I would rather have that relationship that I have with my pet, or we, you know, let's be really honest, those loved ones of ours that are certainly the humankind as well. Right. You know, that's really where life's cradle is.
You're exactly right. And it's so funny because as I was preparing for our conversation with David Wheaton, I was reading through some of the excerpts from his book, and he even talks about one segment where he's running through an incredible neighborhood with his dog, and he's thinking to himself that all these people in these magnificent homes are going to try and ask him to buy his dog from him when they see how magnificent it is. And his argument is, there's no price. I don't want your home. Yeah. You keep your home, I'll keep my dog.
Yeah.
And I gotta love a person who has that attitude.
Yeah, certainly. And I think that is something that, you know, a dog or a cat or a family pet, it's pretty approachable to most economic structure. You know, not everybody can afford a dog, or not everybody can afford a cat or some kind of pet. But most of us, at least here in the United States, live within the means of having that kind of relationship. And really, what is important in life?
Right.
You know?
Well, it's just a very interesting idea. And when I reached out to David Wheaton, he was very open to coming on our show. It turns out he is a syndicated talk show host. But where his claim to fame was is, again, he was at one point in his life ranked number 12 in the world and played for the United States Davis Cup team with some of the best players that the United States had, Andre Agassi and Michael Chang and Pete Sampras, and all these guys are his contemporaries. But frankly, he found that after tennis, he really began to quest relationships, and the one that he had with his dog Ben was so special that he felt the need to write a book. It's just, it's fascinating.
Yeah, you know, people get to pour their heart out about their dog or cat or loved one time and time again as personal conversation, but there's got to be something really cathartic when you can actually write a whole story. He must have labored days and days, hours and hours, and what a dedication.
Yeah,
but what what a tribute.
Yeah, but he told his story, and he told it beautifully. So that's the conversation we're going to have today. Get ready. We're going to talk with David Wheaton about his book, My Boy Ben, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.